Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It has been ugly for the Yankees. I cannot believe that they got shut out. Now, it's one thing getting shut out. You want to give the Angels pitcher credit there, Soriano. He was pretty good early on. This is the Yankees. This is Yankee Stadium. And for like ninth inning on, dude, score a run. Now, that might have even not been enough. Maybe the Yankees cross one across, put one across and tied the game. Then we go into further extras. When you are playing at home and with the new ghost bullcrap runner rules, that should be an automatic dub. It's almost hard, if not impossible, to lose a game at home when you have the benefit of the ghost runner. For the Yankees to lose that game last night, they had to go three innings in a row without getting the leadoff runner who was at second base on, because the double by Stanton in the ninth inning, leadoff runner on there. And so that was one, and obviously the two ghost runners following that up. And they didn't do it. They couldn't score one run in that scenario. Bad enough you don't score once. All right, wow. Boy, that was a wash. Leadoff double, can't get anybody in. Or ghost runner in the 10th, couldn't get anybody in. Man, that stinks. You can't do it three innings in a row? And you don't think there's a problem? It's just an aberration? It's just a one-off? Nope. I'm not going to be fooled. I've seen this too many times from the Yankees before. That's their problem. And really, to me, the focus is on the young guys in that lineup. Jazz is whatever. Look at his numbers with the Marlins. He was never a great hitter. He came up here in his first week after the deadline. He was playing like Babe Ruth, hitting home runs left and right. And then he thinks that he could do that. Yankee Stadium wants to out-homer Judge or whatever it may be with Jazz. And he's just not a good hitter. Even on that where he's got three hits, you could tell he's just not a good hitter. But whatever with him. It's more the young guys that were supposed to be impactful players. Volpe has been Anthony Volpe has been a bust. I don't know why everybody's afraid to say it. Why? It's because he's a local kid? Relative to the expectation, and he's a nice kid, and he's a great defensive player. So I understand that. Relative to the expectation that he had coming up, he has been a massive bust. Massive. Like, it's just acceptable because he's become a serviceable shortstop. Hit him at the bottom of the order. All right, he's going to hit 250. He'll get on base a little bit, steal some bases, play some defense. All right. Well, that's good enough for Anthony Volpe? Not where I'm sitting. And I guarantee you, not from where the Yankees themselves are sitting. No way Brian Cashman is happy with Anthony Volpe where he's at in year three. There's no way. He'd be lying if he said anything other than that. We had Cashman on last summer, I think it was. And I said to him flat out, dude, I thought this guy was going to be a stud. He said, yeah, me too. Stud is not 240 rolling over balls in a big spot to third base. Not having a better feel for the game or for the at-bat. Even if you don't want to take a pitch in that spot, you've got to have a better feel. You got to have a better quality at-bat. Way too inconsistent with that. It's not just him, but overall. Dominguez, Volpe, Wells. Throw in a little Bellinger. No, even Stanton. Like I said, Stanton's so great. Everybody loves him. But where was he the first half of the season? The guy's missed 70 games. And that's been his MO. And then even when he comes back, Kenny Field. Imagine how great that would be if you could actually use Giancarlo Stanton in the outfield. Nope, been there, done that. Didn't work that way. Can he run? Imagine how nice that would be. Okay, well, you know what? You can't field. You can't stay healthy. Well, at least when you're here, maybe we don't have to pinch run for you. So when your turn comes up again, we could actually use the best asset that you have, your bat. Can't even do that because you can't run. BT, it's Al on the Fan. Chief is in Cherry Hill. What's up, Chief?
I'm doing good, Sal. How are you today?
Good, Chief. How are you? What's up?
Wonderful. You know, I'm usually of the school of thought. You know, for years, many people are saying that the Yankees don't know how to hit and situational hitting. And I was always just like, yeah, you know, it'll come around. They'll be fine. But, you know, like you said, yesterday and the past number of games, it's just frustrating. I mean, I know I don't want to compare sports, but it almost feels like the Yankees are the Knicks. You know, Aaron Boone's Tom Thibodeau gets angry when he needs to, and just relying on Jalen Brunson, and for the Yankees just relying on Aaron Judge, and hoping some other players make an impact here and there. And I have no problem with Judge going 1-for-12 against the Red Sox. I mean, ideally, I would love it to be against any other team than the Red Sox. But he's human.
It happens.
It's part of the 162 game season.
He's hitting 377. I mean, good guy.
It's just frustrating. Like you're saying, the rest of the guys are just sitting there. Okay, if they get a hit, they get a hit. They look so complacent. Like, okay, whatever happens, happens. We lose a game 1-0 in 11 innings. Okay. And for me, it comes down to Aaron Boone. I'm not here to pile on him. But when you have a team that just sits around and so complacent game after game, I don't care about those fiery ejections. Okay, they look pretty in the moment. He does not, in my opinion, what a manager is supposed to be is a guy who gets his team prepared, focused, ready to play in every situation. And the Yankees, many times they win. They'll hit their home runs. They'll rely on Aaron Judge. They'll get to the postseason like they always do. But there's so many times where they're not prepared. They're not ready for the situation. And it comes down to him, in my opinion.
I don't, and that's your opinion, Chief, and we respect it, and thank you for the call. I don't know if I'd go there. What I will say, and BT and I had this conversation yesterday, where a team that plays sloppy the way the Yankees did in Fenway, mainly on the base paths, and then you saw some of that again last night, it's easy to just say, well, that's a reflection of the manager. However, in this particular spot, now Boone's got to hold him accountable, and maybe he did behind closed doors. I have no idea if that's the case. I would assume that he did. I mean, you don't see a fiery person like Aaron Boone that all of a sudden he just whimpers in a dugout or in the locker room to these guys. I don't think Boone is being like, hey, it's all right, we'll get him next time. Now, maybe sometimes that's the right sentiment to have.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I guarantee you other times, like, hey, dude, get your head out of your ass. How are you not in the game? How do you not know how many outs there are? Like, that's Little League stuff. This is the New York Yankees. What are you doing? I hope that there's some of that, and I would expect that there is some of that. But I trust that Boone has the right feel to manage his team in that regard. However, and I'm not blaming him for the situational stuff, but his team has not been great in situational hitting. Now, is that him? Or is that the fact that DJ LeMahieu's washed up? Why is DJ LeMahieu on this roster? Why? And everybody's going to get excited just because he doesn't look totally washed up? Oh, wow, he actually got a hit. Oh, wow, maybe he made a play. So it's like, wow, LeMahieu's back. Yeah, LeMahieu stinks. I'm sorry. Nice guy. He was great. His home run in 2019, one of the bigger home runs that we've seen. Now, the Yankees have a illustrious history, of course, in the postseason. But that LeMahieu home run, they ended up getting eliminated that night. But that LeMahieu home run in the 2019 postseason in Houston was as big a hit as you could have. LeMahieu was a machine with the Yankees. He's no longer that. He's a liability. And if you can have him on the roster and he's batting ninth, the least he can do is get down a bunt. You're not asking Stan to bunt. You're not asking Judge or the power hitters to bunt. You're asking LeMahieu to bunt. He can't bunt. Holy cow. I mean, that's embarrassing. Yankees should have moved on from LeMahieu and Stanton years ago. And then the pushback on Stanton is, oh, look at what he's done in the postseason. And I get it. Yeah, he's great in the postseason. But he's part of the problem when you're trying to build a team. Stanton back is great. Stanton being back but being limited to a DH who can't run is a problem for Aaron Boone to a certain extent. How are you going to get the other guys in the lineup? Is it going to hurt Ben Rice's development? Do you have to pinch run for him with Jason Dominguez and then have Dominguez come up as a right-handed hitter in a key spot later in the game? That happened because Giancarlo Stanton can't run. Can't play the field. Those are issues. Now, again, it's not just, I'm not trying to pick on Stanton or just pick on Volpe. It's a culmination of things. And the Yankees generally, I don't want to say get away with it because that sounds a little harsh, but it's overlooked because the Yankees win more than they lose. So it's not panic city and, oh man, the Yankees aren't any good. No, it's relative to the expectations that the New York Yankees have. Like it or not, this team should be competing to win a World Series for the first time since 2009. Like, everything else they've done. They've done it all. They make the postseason every year. They've been to ALCSs, plenty of them. They won one a year ago and got back to a World Series. The goal is to build off of that. And I don't think they did. I think they've gotten worse. John is in Huntington. What's up, John?
Hey, how's it going, Sal?
Good, John. How are you?
My call. I'm doing well. I don't disagree with anything you're saying. In fact, I agree. Their approach with the plate is terrible. The kids, especially Volpe, need to be better. But I do think it's an organizational and, in some aspects, a whole baseball thing.
Right.
Nobody in the round this league, yes, seems to do it better than the Yankees, but plays the game at the way that used to be played. Small ball, bunting, you know, moving runners along. You know, everything's preached with launch angle and hard hit rate. And the Yankees preset down in the minors. When these young guys get up here, it's already ingrained in them. But that being said, it is 162 games. And even teams that win the World Series will have week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks where they absolutely look like garbage. At the end of the day, am I confident in the Yankees in the playoffs? Probably not. But they're going to be there, and they're going to have a shot, and Cashman is going to add to this roster.
Agreed.
Like he always does.
I agree with everything you said, John, so we're seeing it the same way, and thank you for the call. Just because I'm getting on them today doesn't mean that I don't think they're going to be a playoff team or in a weak American League have a chance to get to the World Series, but I hold them to a higher standard. And I don't believe they're as good as they were a year ago. Also, it'd be one thing if they lost last night 5-4 or 3-2. Like, that's, hey, you know what? It happens. It's unfortunate. You lost four games in a row. But would I be going nuts? But when you don't score a run, a singular run, at home at Yankee Stadium, no less, and you have three straight innings, 9th, 10th, and 11th, with the guy on second base, ghost runner or not, whatever it may be, and nobody out, that to me is just, like, that's unacceptable. The loss is acceptable. Guys going 0 for 5, guys striking out with guys on, guys rolling over ball, that's acceptable. Not scratching off across one run, three straight innings, with a guy on second and nobody out, that's unacceptable. Bad on the base paths, unacceptable.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.